Unit 8. Pronunciation. The final consonants
ng
and
g
occur in three positions. 1. After the mid-nuclear vowels
a
and the three diphthongs
I, u,
they occur in their main variants as deep velar stops produced by the contact of the back of the tongue against the velum. They are written as ng and c.
Đứng, đức, đấng, đất, đáng, đác, đắng, đắc, điếng, điếc, đướng, đước, đuống, đuốc.
Note that the finals
ng
and
g
never follow the nuclear. 2. After the back nuclear vowels, they are pronounced as labialized variants. They are modified to adjust to preceding rounded vowels, regressive assimilation, which leads to the lips coming together at the end of the production of the syllable.
Đùng, đục, đồng, đọc, đồng, đọc.
Note that the lips do not start rounding until the end of the production of the rounded vowels. At the beginning, the vowels are pronounced like their central unrounded counterparts.
Đùng, đục, đồng, đọc, đồng, đọc.
3. When following the front vowels,
I, e, e,
and the finals
ng
and
g
are made partly in the palatal region to agree in place of articulation with the preceding vowels. Therefore, they are slightly palatalized and written as nh and ch.
In, ich, ang, ich, ang, ich.
The vowel
e
is represented by the character a.
Anh, ách.
Note that when following the diphthong
I,
the final
ng
and
g
remain in their main variant. That is, they are pronounced as
ng
and
g
and written as ng and c.
Nghiêng, tiếc.
There is a small number of words where
ng
and
g
occur in their main variant as velar stops when following the nuclear
e, kẻng, sẻng, ek.
Note that syllables where the front and back rounded vowels are followed by the finals
ng
and
g
are always shorter and tense. Compare.
Tín, tính, bên, bênh, kèn, cành.
Hít, hích, chết, chách, phét, phách.
Cúm, cúng, nồm, nồng, mỏm, mỏng.
Ngụt, ngục, lột, lọc, sọt, sọc.